I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Raimundo Chavez of Roswell, a suspect in an armed robbery and aggravated battery case, fled from Chavez County deputies on Thursday as they attempted to serve a warrant for his arrest on Avenue D in Roswell. He fled from deputies and entered a trailer house in the 400 block of Avenue D, where he barricaded himself. That according to a post on the Chavez County Sheriff's Facebook page. A short time later, after being asked to come out, he did, with his hands in the air, but he was bloodied from a self-inflicted wound, that according to that post. A sheriff's unit transported him to a local hospital where he was treated for those wounds and later was arrested. A 4.7 magnitude earthquake was reported around 7:35 Thursday morning, about 35 miles south of White City, that according to the U.S. Geological Survey. Another earthquake followed at 8:40 a.m. and was recorded at a magnitude 3.0. No injuries or no damage to structures were reported. Two-time Fire Chief Richard Cummings returns as the interim fire chief for the city of Eunice as it looks for a new chief to head the department. Cummings was the city's fire chief from 2010 to 2014. Cummings also retired from the Hobbs Fire Department in 1998 after serving them for over 22 years. Eunice has experienced some unusual turnover recently. It is also seeking a new city manager to replace former city manager Jordan Yutzi, whose contract was not renewed. The New Mexico Supreme Court on Thursday unanimously affirmed a district court's decision granting a new trial for Gregory Marvin Hobbs of Roswell after DNA evidence raised questions about his 2013 fatal shooting conviction. The opinion addressed legal issues that hadn't previously been decided by the court concerning the state law for post-conviction consideration of DNA evidence. Hobbs has always contended that the DNA test results show that the victim had actually touched a handgun, supporting his testimony that the shooting occurred during a struggle over the weapon. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.